And then the other great part, interesting side story, is that the birth of Mel's Big Board in New York was partially thanks to me. Because when he started out on the show, I went to New York for the first time. I was in Bristol 80 and 81, and then was in New York in 82. Well, that narrows it down. So 82 is the year I was talking about with meeting Joel. So 82, I was in New York, and then 83 also. That was the big quarterback draft with, obviously, Marino and Elway and all those guys. Well, when I went to New York, they brought Mel Kiper in to be the analyst in Bristol. And so this one year, I think it was 84, I was in New York. And this you can actually see this picture on Google, where I'm standing with Chris Berman in front of this board that has names on it. This huge board for a graphic that they had. And you can see some names behind it. And that was the ESPN draft board that no one knew who put it together. And they would go to us every now and then. And he'd ask me, well, hey, you know, we have this guy number three on our draft board, and it wasn't a mock draft. It was a ranking, 1, 2, 3, and on down. Here's a guy we had ranked number three, and we're at the 8th pick. He hasn't been picked yet. What's going on? So you start giving opinions and all that. Well, after the draft every year, the producer would send a note to all of us, give some suggestions, some ideas for next year. So I said, well, you've got Mel Kiper in Bristol. He puts his own board together and ranks the players. Why not, if you're going to have a board, put it in someone's name, give it accountability, have it be Mel's big board. And the next year, he was in New York with the big board, and I wasn't in New York. They sent me to San Francisco.
And Mel gives you 10% of all of it?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I don't even know if he acknowledges me.